The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time for high school basketball, and here is Matt Croy.
And good morning from the dungeon. West Holmes a record of 3-5 of the season. They've won three of their last four games, playing host to John Glenn. The Lady Muskies a record of 1-6, trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with West Holmes head basketball coach Lindsey Belden on the pregame show on WKLM.
Stop by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your way of life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. We're an experienced team of professionals that can quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs, ants, spiders, and rodents. We use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure that your home is pest-free and is safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call us today, 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Wayne Holmes Health is now part of the Premier Pharmacy family, giving us even more ways to serve you. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm pleased to announce our acquisition of Wayne Holmes Health in Worcester, allowing us to offer a full line of home medical equipment, including hospital beds, lift chairs, scooters, and more. We also offer home modifications, including stair lift and ramp installation. Rental and delivery are both available. Stop in and see the new display at our Berlin location, now located inside of German Village Shopping Center, or visit us in Worcester at 720 Winkler Drive to see our full line of medical and home modification equipment.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding, Home Siding
Contractors. Alongside West Lowell's Lady Knights head basketball coach Lindsey Belden, come off that one-point loss at Lanaville in your last game. Lindsey, really a heck of a game. You guys went on a 9-0 run to begin that fourth quarter. Got yourself in the game. Just fell a bit short to a good basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, basketball, you know, everybody says it's a game of runs, and that's for sure. We got off to a real bad start. And then, when we went on that run, I thought, okay, like, here, several points throughout the game, like, okay, here's where we take off. Here's where we take off. And we never really took off. We just, we dug ourselves a hole and we fought back. But we never got over that hump, really.
You know what the two top players can do with the certainly Klein and Proper throughout the year. How about Takira McMillan, Lily Brown, also good contributions in the last game as well.
Yeah, I mean, both of those kids, you know, are our third and fourth leading scorers. And with Kara, you know what you're going to get every night. She's going to play really hard. She's going to defend the other team's best bigger guard or forward, you know, whatever we need her to do. And she's going to just make plays that other kids don't make. Same thing with Lily. I mean, Lily, we need her to be physical, go get rebounds for us. And she just makes plays that you're like, how did she come up with that ball? And she comes up with it and pitches it to somebody for a layup. So those are things that you just really can't coach. Just those playmakers that Lily and Kara both are for us.
Lindsay, you had that game after Christmas. You deal with it every year. Both teams have to deal with it. But how much of a challenge is that kind of navigating holiday time and playing basketball too?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about this morning. Like, it was a week ago since we played, and it feels like it's been a month since mm-hmm. we played. But, you know, the girls, we came in Christmas Eve morning at 7:30 and practiced and had a great practice. And so, you know, they're willing to put in the time, put in the effort, and you know, it's not felt like a long week of practice because they've had a good week. And so I'm proud of them for that. And so we're just excited to get to play finally again.
Take on the Sean Glenn team. I know they have had a slow start to their season. What do you know about the Lady Muskies?
I mean, they're young. They have one senior that starts for them, and then the rest are freshmen, sophomores. There might be a junior in there, but they're really young. And so, I mean, skill-wise, they're there. They play really hard. They pressure the ball. They do a lot of good things offensively. They're really young. And so we have to be able to set the tone early and let our experience and our knowledge of the varsity basketball kind of play out over the game. But, I mean, they're going to do some things really well. And we have to play harder than they do because they play really hard.
Lindsay, thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the voice of the West Knowles Lady Knights head basketball coach, Lindsay Beldum.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333, or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
At Pomeranian Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomeranian brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeranian provider nearby. Visit PomeranianHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeranian Hospital, caring for our community's health.
In the boys' freshman game played earlier this morning, it was West Holmes winning that game over Garaway by the score of 46-28. A season ago, when the West Holmes Lady Knights took on John Glenn, they won that game 52-38. Big key to the game, West Holmes shooting 44% from two-point range. John Glenn shot just 23% in the game. West Holmes also forcing 21 turnovers on that John Glenn team to get that 14-point win. Leading the way for West Holmes in that win last year in this matchup was Avi on the owner. She had 17 points and 6 rebounds. Briar Klein had 14 points and 8 boards, while Lily Brown had 7 points, 5 points scored by Zelina Proper. For John Glenn, leading the way for them was Riley Zeminski. She had 11 points and 7 rebounds. Aubrey Larrick had 9 points and 9 boards. And Faith Hayes chipped in with 9 points. West Holmes winning that game last year at John Glenn 52-38. West Holmes last year finished up in fourth place in the conference in the OCC at 7-5. Ashland won it outright at 11-1. West Holmes went 11-11 overall during regular season play. And they would fall in the Division IV East 2 District Championship as the 3-seed went down to the 2-seed Indian Creek, 42-36. John Glenn last year finished 13-10 overall. They were in fourth place in the MDL at 11-5, while Sheridan and Tri-Valley shared the MDL title last year, each going 5-1 as co-champions last season. John Glenn fell in the East 1 Division 4 district in their first sectional tournament game, went down as the 4 seed to the 9 seed Morgan, 51-42 last season. Stay tuned, more to come on the pregame show next on WKLM.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
High school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
West Olms comes in at 3-5 of the season. John Glenn at 1-6. West Olms averaging 45 points per contest. John Glenn averaging 28 points per game. West Olms giving up 45.8 a game defensively, while John Glenn gives up 49 a game on the defensive end. West Olms out of the OCC, of course, non-conference matchup today, but Ashland leads the conference at 5-0. New Philadelphia 5-1 in the OCC, and West Olms 3-1. Madison 3-2. Worcester 3-3. Dover is 2-4. Lexington 1-4. Mansfield Senior is 0-7. Stralsburg right now leads the IVC North at 4-0. Highland is 5-0, leading the IVC South Division. Overall around the area in girls basketball thus far, Loudonville is 6-2 overall, Wayndale 8-3, Highland 6-3, Triway 6-3, Central Christian has a record of 4-5, Garaway is 3-4, Danville is 0-9. I mentioned John Glenn out of the NVL, where right now West M has 4-0 in the conference. Tri-Valley is 4-1 in the Muskingum Valley League, and John Glenn right now for them, they are 1-5 in conference action. We'll take a quick break and some comments from Troy French right after this on WKLM.
My name is Dr. Richard Mulcahy. I have 30 years' experience as being a chiropractor. My specialty is spinal decompression therapy. Right now, for the next month, I'm offering a free consultation and examination for anyone who's interested in seeing if I can help them. I'm also offering a $37 visit, which would be a consultation and examination and trial treatment of decompression therapy. You can take advantage of that offer. Just call 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Welsh and Associates want to thank our patients for the past 30 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Welsh, Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including braces, clear aligners, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and emergency care. New patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, please call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwelsh.com.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Other area girls games this afternoon. Highland playing host to Western Reserve. Garaway's at Sini Valley as well. Wayndale's at Hillsdale. And Triway is at Fairless. Loudonville is visiting Orville as well. And, of course, boys tonight, Loudonville is at West Olds. We'll have the game for you as well on WKLM. It'll be on YouTube as well as on FM 95.3 and Stream 1. Airtime right around 7 o'clock for that Loudonville-West Olms game tonight. Tip-off right around 7:30. McElroy alongside Troy Fritz for the girls game this afternoon. West Olms against John Glenn. And first of all for West Olms, they won three of the last four, the one loss. You both and I saw that. Really a tough loss against a very good Loudonville team. And this West Olms girls team playing some pretty good basketball right now.
Well, they are, man. You talk about that Loudonville game. We talked during that game. When you go into that gymnasium, that's a hostile environment. It's very intimate. Everything's right there. Loudonville plays a really up-tempo style of basketball. I thought West Holmes showed some great resiliency in that ballgame, Matt. Twice they were down. First of all, they were down about 10-2 to start. They erased that lead. Got a 9-0 run the fourth quarter to come back. They're just lost by one, but it showed great effort in that ballgame.
Playing a John Glenn team that's young, and Lindsey Villan talked about that, the emphasis has to be trying to take advantage of that with the experience the West Holmes has today.
Well, you said it, take advantage of it. I'm watching this young team warm up here in warm-ups, and listen, they're big, they're athletic. A lot of sophomores down there, but they can fill it up, and they're averaging 48 points a game. They can score the basketball. So, yeah, West Holmes is going to rely on their senior leadership, that experience today, to maybe get them by this John Glenn team.
We'll see what happens this afternoon. We'll take a break, come back with the national anthem and opening tip after this on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Reminder, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page this afternoon, courtesy of our partnership with Claxton Communications. Bryce Haynes producing today's live stream coverage, and Andrew Dunlap working the camera. We're also at FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com, and it's Phoenix Bryce back at the studio. Today's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services of Millersburg. We'll be picking up that live from the court momentarily. Once again, today's national anthem has been brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And the starting lineup's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, just outside of Millersburg off of State Route 39. Get the quality windows, doors, siding, and insulation you need at MRV Siding Supply. Now for this afternoon's starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. For the Lady Muskies today, they'll be your visitors on the scoreboard. They'll start out like this. They'll start a sophomore guard in number 3, Brinley Cabeza. A sophomore guard number 5 is Ava Winland. A freshman forward is number 14, Anna Wolf. They'll go with their senior guard at number 42, Faith Hayes. And in the middle, they'll go with their sophomore, number 44, that's Maddie Wiley for John Glenn. For West Holmes this afternoon, they'll start like this. At a guard position is a 5'6 senior, number 3, Briar Klein. A 5'7" senior guard, number 10, Zelina Proper. A 5'7 junior post player, number 12, Rory Wilcox. A 5'6 junior, number 13, that's a guard, Kara McMillan. And freshman up junior, number 24, 5'5 forward, Maddie Fair for the Lady Knights.
And for West Holmes, a record of 3-5. They're coached by Lindsay Belden in her 8th season. John Glenn, a record of 1-6, coached by Brandon Young. And the starting lineup is brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, offering top-notch Provia products on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Give them a call, 800-524-7436, or visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. Matt Coyle alongside Troy Fritz, and glad to have you with us here on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. As I mentioned before, Phoenix Price back in the studio. And we're also video live streaming today's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Bryce Haynes and Andrew Dunlap. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for today's contest. And a reminder also, we'll have that Lanaville West Holmes boys game tonight also here in the dungeon, so don't miss that. West Holmes with their home white jerseys and white shorts, their red numerals in blue trim. John Glenn with their visiting maroon jerseys and shorts and white numerals as well for this afternoon's contest. We'll take a break, come back to you after the opening toss right after this on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Once again, today's starting lines has been brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, and just about ready to get the toss underway from the dungeon, as we talked about with the Lindsey Belden and Troy. Always tough for that first game after the holidays, after Christmas here.
Yeah, as a coach, the holiday season is kind of tough during basketball season. It kind of disrupts your rhythm, but with all that behind you now, West Holmes going to be ready to hit the rhythm here. They're looking to get a win here today and a fast start against this John Glenn team.
And doing the jump for West Holmes, Rory Wilcox, the 5'7 junior. And jumping on the other end for John Glenn, going to be Maddie Wiley. She's a sophomore. Should say Brittany Cabeza, the sophomore, will get the jump, and she'll win the toss for John Glenn, going from right to left. John Glenn has it out top. That pass goes down to the left side on the left point on the dribble now by Faith Hayes. Hayes gets the handoff back to Wiley. Just into the first quarter. Pass inside, deflected away by Wilcox, but grabbed near side by Hayes. Here's the dribble now by Winland to the paint. Nothing there. Hands it off out top to Cabeza. Falls down, stolen away. West Holmes has the basketball. Pass left side goes to Maddie Fair. She'll find Proper high on the left side. Out top down to Klein. Klein to the foul line. To the lane. Scoop shot by Klein. No good. Rebound Wilcox. Her putback is no good. Rebound finally hauled in by Brinley Cabeza. John Glenn has the basketball. Long pass on the other end. Grabbed now by Wolf. Back to the corner now. Pass goes out top over the head of Cabeza, and it'll be across the half-court line. Turnover on John Glenn will be their second.
Yeah, like West Holmes' defensive effort here to start the ball game. Very intense.
New score early on, 7-9 to play in the opening quarter from the dungeon. At side court, it'll be Briar Klein to windman the basketball for West Holmes. She'll do so to Zelina Proper. Proper across the timeline to Klein on the double on the trap, out top now to Wilcox. Here's the shot by McMillan up in the air. She'll knock it down, Kara McMillan.
Yeah, got a good look at the 8-footer and knocked it down.
Averaging 5.8 a game, 2-0 West Holmes. Presses on by the Lady Knights. That pass grabbed down by Wiley. She'll hand it off to Cabeza, back to Wiley. Her pass goes front court, but 10-second violation, and that'll be the third John Glenn turnover.
Yeah, this is a start West Holmes needed here. I just love the defensive effort.
And it'll be Klein again to win that at side court, up 2-0. The West Holmes Lady Knights. Ball embedded in the hands of Wilcox. Double team, dribbles it right side. Picks it up against the double team, pass to Proper. Proper dribbles it outside. Curve pass around the foul line goes to Klein. Klein, 15-footer up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound hold in this time by Ava Winland. Muskies basketball. Into the front court goes to Wiley. Into the corner, now grabbed by Cabeza. Cabeza to the baseline, and she stepped out of bounds, right or no, a foul. Foul called on Proper instead.
Yeah, she got a little bit of a move around Proper there on the baseline. Good strong move by the sophomore guard, Cabeza.
And the wind batted beneath thrown backboard. 6:25 to play first quarter. Embedded to Cabeza. Double team stolen away by Proper this time. Proper on the fast break for West Holmes. Proper to the foul line. Poke loose and it bounds. West Holmes will keep the basketball after the fourth John Glenn turnover.
Yeah, and a Wolf, a freshman, come flying in from behind and knock that out of bounds.
2-0 Lady Knights, and now Proper to inbound beneath throwing backboard. There's the whistle. Proper. And mounts it right side now to Briar Klein. Out top to Proper. Back in the right wing. Grabbed now by Maddie Fair. Fair dribbles it. Cross-court pass down to Klein. Klein, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be hauled in this time by Ava Winland. Muskies basketball still looking to get on the board. Down 2-0. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here's Winland to the right wing. Winland to the baseline, to the right block. Double team, nowhere to go. And there'll be a travel call due to that double team in the fifth John Glenn turnover.
Yeah, you mentioned that double team a couple times. West Holmes' defensive rotation's been excellent.
Certainly has. Now looking to get the offense going here. Proper has it at three-quarter score against the 1-2-2 press. Klein across the timeline. Dribbles it left wing. Down to the corner, backs it up. Out top now, Kara McMillan. Cross-court pass now to Wilcox. Dribbles it to the foul line. Poke loose on the floor. Grabbed by Wilcox. Out top to McMillan. Now left wing back to Klein. Klein, three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound back to Klein. Klein to the right block, to the paint. Her shot blocked, but a foul is called. Late whistle will send Briar Klein to the foul line.
Great job attacking the basket off that offensive rebound by Briar.
First team foul on John Glenn. Call that on Ava Winland. And now Briar Klein at the foul line, 5'6", senior guard, averaging 12.8 points per game. That free throw's up, going to be no good. And stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Second free throw by Klein is up, going to be good. Splits the pair. She has her first point. 3-0 West Holmes. And full court pressure is on. Inbounded to Wiley. Back to Winland. Near side pass to Cadeza in the backcourt. Back to Winland. Trying to beat the pass. That pass goes across midcourt. Stolen away by McMillan. She'll find Klein. Klein to the basket. Her layup off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Cadeza now. Junglin has it again to the front court. Here's Winland. Gets the handoff. Now to Cadeza. She'll take it to the right point. Junglin basketball down 3-0. Cadeza. Double team on the floor, stolen away by McMillan. And that'll be the sixth turnover on John Glenn, and West Holmes has the basketball. Make a turnover number seven, rather. That pass goes cross-court now to Fair. Right side now to Briar Klein. Her three-pointer, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of West Holmes. West Holmes getting some good shots. Troy just got to knock him down.
Yeah, Briar's got some good looks both sides of the arc out there. Nothing dropping yet, but I like West Holmes' effort.
John Glenn has it in the backcourt. On that far side. And checking in for the first time, 5'6 senior guard Lily Brown for the Lady Knights.
The spark plug.
Comes in averaging 5.5 points per game. 1-2-2 press. Here's the dribble. And pass now by Hayes to the front court. It'll be grabbed. Pass to cutting Brinley Cadeza. Her layup blocked inside by West Holmes. The rebound by Cadeza. After that block by Maddie Fair. And they're going to call a held ball after that. The last rebound, and the arrow points to West Holmes. So West Holmes will have it on the back baseline.
Great effort there by Maddie Fair on that help side to block that shot.
3-0 Lady Knights, 4:18 to play first quarter. Here's Proper to the front court. Proper's pass goes to Brown on the right point. On the left side, back to Proper. Nice look inside goes to McMillan. Her layup, no good, though. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Briar Klein. She'll put it back up and good. 5-0 West Holmes. Timeout, John Glenn, 4:02 to play first quarter. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
For 125 years, the Kilbuck Savings Bank has been right here, helping neighbors build homes, grow businesses, and plan for the future. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our story isn't just about banking, it's about people. Generations of families who've trusted us to be there through every milestone, 125 years strong, and still putting our community first. Visit KilbuckBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get total service for your jewelry at the Jewelry Store with a free cleaning and inspection. And all the repairs are done right in their showroom at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in historic downtown Millersburg. Full court pressure on by West Holmes out of this timeout. Inbounded in the grab in the backcourt by Hayes. Here's the dribble pass near side to Brinley Cavezza. Her bounce pass goes over to Mitchell. Mitchell's pass cross court stolen away by Lily Brown. Brown to the basket. Her layup is going to be good.
Yeah, instant offense.
That's what she does. Her first 2 points, 7-0 West Holmes. Again, the press is on. And the dribble by Mitchell. Pass near side Cavezza. Cross court pass stolen away again, this time by Klein. That's the 10th turnover on John Glenn. Pass by Proper, runner by Proper, that's no good. Rebound put back by Maddie Fair is good.
On the spot, Maddie Fair with the offensive put back.
Her first two, 9-0 West Holmes. Again, the press is on. Pass near side, Cavezza. Her cross-court pass received by Janosik, and she'll throw it away. Stolen by McMillan, her layup left hand, that's good.
Yeah, good move without the basketball.
She has four. Timeout again, 11-0 Lady Knights, 3:17 to play first quarter. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM. Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with can-clad.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire Incorporated show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Thanks to an advanced all-season compound and unique tread features, it is one of the longest-lasting light truck tires on the road. And not only is it built for exceptional all-weather handling, but it's also designed to provide an amazing, quiet, and comfortable ride. Call Holmes Tire Incorporated in Millersburg at 330-674-0025 or their other locations in West Salem, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
Drumlin ball, they beat the press this time. It'll be a foul called inside on McMillan going for the steal defending Ava Winland. Second team foul, West Olds. McMillan has her first personal foul. Inbounded now by Faith Hayes. Nobody open, finally gets a pass off. On the right side over to Mitchell, back to Hayes in the corner. Lobs inside, double team, stolen away by Kara McMillan. The 12th John Glenn turnover, long pass goes front court to Klein on the left wing. Klein dribbles it. Now to the foul line. Delaney spins around to the bucket. Her shot left hand going to be no good, but she drew the foul. Briar Klein will go to the foul line now to shoot two free throws.
Yeah, they ran a nice little clear out there, gave her that lane to the left open. She took advantage of it.
And second team foul called on John Glenn in this first quarter of action. Briar Klein has made one or two free throws so far today. And the last foul going to be called on Faith Hayes, her first personal. 3 points for Klein. She's been particularly aggressive offensively here so far this afternoon. That free throw is nothing but net. Checking in for the Lady Knights will be Amari Patterson, replacing Kara McMillan. McMillan, great effort so far in this first quarter.
Boy, she's had a great first quarter for West Holmes. Offensively and defensively, she's been in perfect position on the floor every play.
Second free throw by Klein. That's up in the air. That's going to be nothing but net as well. 13-0 Lady Knights. Full court pressure on. When Linda Winmet, it does so now to Maddie Wiley, but she can't handle the pass. It'll be deflected away, out of bounds off of Wiley's hands, and just like that, another turnover.
Yeah, just one of those unforced errors you hate to see as a coach.
Klein to Winbound, does so to Zelina Proper. Proper has it out top. Gets the hand off right side now to Klein, out top. Now to Mari Patterson, left wing now over to Wilcox, back out top to Brown. And the dribble, cross-court pass down to Proper. Proper, three-pointer goes up, and they're going to be off the mark. Rebound goes out of bounds, and John Glenn will have the ball. But the bad news is they have to face that West Holmes press again.
And they haven't backed out of it yet this morning, Matt. It's been very effective for West Holmes.
It has. Wilcox is in, and Lily Brown now will have a seat.
Great effort by Wilcox in her day as well.
Inbounded to Wiley. Back to Winland. Her bounce pass far side over to Cabeza, double team. Back to Winland. She'll dribble it. Pass goes front court now to Wiley. But too long on the pass, out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover up to 14 on the Liddy Muskies. We're in the first quarter.
You know, West Holmes is doing the John Glenn what Loudonville did to them last week with this pressure.
No doubt about it. Here's Proper, who has it across the timeline. Now to Klein. Klein left wing. On the right side, back to Proper. Her cross-court pass. Over to Patterson. She'll grab it in the corner. Gets the pass off. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Hayes. And West Holmes will be fortunate to keep the basketball this time.
Yeah, good heads-up play by Mari Patterson. Found the defender to throw that off of as she was going out of bounds.
And here's Klein. Inbounds it to Proper. Proper top of the key. Now the handoff goes over to the near side. Over to Ella Willard in the game now. Back to Klein. Out top, though, Rory Wilcox. Under 2 minutes to play in the first. Here's Patterson in the right wing. Dribbles it. Out top, Proper. Proper to the foul line. Hand off back to Willard. Right of the foul line, back to Wilcox. Right side back to over to Proper. On the right block inside, Briar Klein. She'll back it up to the corner. Back out top to Willard. Willard to the foul line as they work the clock down. Drive now by Patterson. Into the corner, back to Proper. Proper drive, lane. Her 10-footer's up in the air. No good. Rebound going to be knocked to the floor and finally grabbed by Cabeza. And then she'll be fouled after the rebound. That's the 13th foul on West Holmes.
West Holmes didn't get any points there, but I'll tell you what, that was a great offensive possession. Great ball movement, looked for a good shot, and they got one, just didn't drop.
As you mentioned, great ball movement that time around. Second personal on Proper. Matt Croy alongside Troy Fritz for this afternoon's contest from the dungeon. Inbounded goes to Cabeza. Back to Winland. She'll cross the timeline for the Muskies. 1:19 to play in the first. And Muskies still trying to get on the board. Here's Faith Hayes near midcourt. Crossover against Mari Patterson. Her pass, left point goes over to Cabeza. Inside now to Hayes. Her layup going to be no good off the backdoor cut. Rebound is hauled in by West Holmes. On that rebound, ran now by Mari Patterson. I should say by Gabby Fowler got the rebound. Ball thrown away. Here's a steal by Wiley. Wiley to the bucket. Her layup no good, but she'll be fouled by Rory Wilcox. 14 foul West Holmes. Wilcox has her first.
That was just West Holmes' first turnover of the afternoon.
And that is compared to 14 for John Lim. But at the foul line, sophomore Maddie Wiley. She can get her team on the board. 50 seconds to play in the first. That free throw going to be up and going to be no good.
Still searching.
13-0 West Holmes. Second free throw now by the sophomore. And that one's up. That's going to be good.
There we go.
First point of the game for John Glenn. West Holmes ball, 48 seconds in counting. Here's Patterson to the foul line. Handoff back over to Maddie Fair. Now top of the pass. Pass goes near side from Willard over to Mari Patterson. And she'll be bumped in foul. That foul called on Anna Wolf. 13 foul on John Glenn. Wolf has her first personal.
You know, this John Glenn team, they are aggressive. They're out there pressuring the ball on the wing. They're young, but they're playing hard.
Starting three sophomores and a freshman, and a whole lots of sophomores and freshmen coming off the bench. 37 seconds to go in the first. 13-1 West Holmes. Timeout called. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
West Holmes ball out of the timeout. Here's the pass by Patterson, left side over to Willard. Back to Patterson on the right point. Dribbles the top of the key back to Willard on the left wing. 25 seconds to play in the first. West Holmes trying to go for that final shot, it looks like. And the handoff by Patterson goes over to Maddie Fair. Back to Patterson, high on the right. Patterson surveys the defense, dribbles her right wing. And looking around the foul line from Willard over to Maddie Fair. Dribble to the baseline, cut off. Back in the corner, goes out of bounds, and that will be a West Holmes turnover. Their second of the first quarter.
Again, West Holmes is dribbling the ball very well right here. Nine players deep is West Holmes so far in this ballgame. That's good to see.
Yes, it is. It'll be Willen now to inbound it for the Lady Muskies. Does so to Faith Hayes. 2 seconds to go. Back to Whelan. And does not get the shot off. That'll do it here for the first quarter. At the end of one, it's West Holmes 13, John Glenn 1. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of Ready Mix Concrete at 674-0865 or Sand and Gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. West Holmes 0 for 4 from three-point range. John Glenn did not attempt a three-point shot. West Holmes 5 for 12 from two-point range for 42%. John Glenn 0 for 2. And also in the first quarter, West Holmes 3 of 4 from the foul line for 75%. Pass inside to begin the second quarter for John Glenn to Brindley Cavezza, and she'll bank it in. That's the first field goal of the half for John Glenn. West Holmes basketball out top the climb. Now a pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-pro-
Kara McMillan, however, and now thrown away. Stolen by the Lady Muskies, and they'll have it down 13-3 early in the second quarter. Faith Hayes has it into the front court. Pass into the hands of Ava Winland. Winland to the foul line, to the lane. Her scoop shot is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Klein. Here's Proper with it for West Holmes into the front court. On the left wing, back to McMillan. McMillan to the foul line. Lane, pass right side back to Lily Brown. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed this time by Anna Wolf. Muskies basketball. Here's Faith Hayes to the corner. She'll track it down. Hayes to the baseline. Her layup going to be blocked by Proper. She'll get called for the foul. First team foul, West Holmes. And now Proper, I believe that's her third personal.
It is indeed. Got Proper off her feet there and took her to the hole. Got the foul. It's a great move there by number 42, Faith Hayes.
John Glenn also in the first quarter, 1 of 2 for the foul line for 50%. Well, John Glenn out-rebounded West Holmes 9-6, but 14 turnovers for the Muskies, 2 for West Holmes, being the big key in that first quarter of play.
There's the big number right there. West Holmes defense getting it done early. Substitutions here? What do we got?
Stone will put the foul there. That is officially the third personal on Proper, so she'll be likely checking out here after this free throw. That's up, going to be in and out, no good by Hayes. Has one more to go now. Proper checks out with the three personal fouls, and in is Mari Patterson. Hayes looking for her first point. And that is up. That is going to be nothing but net for the senior guard. 13-4 West Holmes. A minute into the second quarter. Lady Knights basketball. Here's Patterson. Right wing. Stumbles, falls, and travel is going to be the call. And that'll be the fourth turnover on the Lady Knights.
And Coach Belden saying, well, what about the trip there? A little incidental contact.
Instead, it'll be Winland to inbound for the Lady Muskies. And her pass goes into the hands of Faith Hayes. Best Holmes with the 1-2-2 press. Hayes dribbles it in the backcourt. Near side back to Winland. Winland will cross the timeline. Double team. Now back to Hayes through her hands. And it'll be stolen now by Maddie Fair. Fair to the basket. Stumbles. And she was fouled. They'll call that time a blocking foul on Faith Hayes. First team foul on John Glenn. Hayes has her second.
Yeah, good job by Fair getting that ball in the backcourt there. Took it hard to the hole. She'll go to the free throw line.
15th turnover on John Glenn. And Maddie Fair, 5'5 junior, averaging 2.5 points per game. She does have 2 points so far this afternoon. That free throw is up and going to be no good. Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Second free throw by Fair. That's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound will be corralled by Winland.
Her fourth board.
Into the front court goes to Wolf. Wolf to the basket. Left-handed layup is going to be good.
Yeah, good recognition by Winland just throwing that down the floor.
Wolf has her first two, 13-6 West Holmes. John Glenn trying to keep back in it here in the second quarter. Here's Klein to the foul line. Pass right quarter goes to McMillan. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be 5-4. And finally picked up by Ava Winland. It'll be Hayes basketball for the Muskies. She'll take it across the half-court line, down 13-6. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Drive by Hayes to the foul line. Out top now to Cadeza on the left wing. Grabbed by Wiley. Cross-court pass goes over to Ava Winland high on the right. Winland dribbles the top of the key. Gets the handoff back to Wiley. On the left wing, back to Cadeza, dribbles the top of the key. Cadeza to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Lily Brown. She'll find Klein. West Holmes has the ball. Klein, long pass front court goes to McMillan. McMillan to the baseline. Her layup is going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound to Wiley. John Glenn ball. Here's Faith Hayes. Long pass goes to Wolf. But stolen away instead by Mari Patterson. Her pass the other way goes to Briar Klein. Klein on the left wing to Lily Brown. Brown's three-pointer is going to be no good off the glass. Rebound to the four. Going to be thought four. Going to be a held ball. Arrow does stay, though, with West Holmes.
West Holmes not getting their outside shots to drop here yet. Playing a really good defense, but they need some point output.
Rory Wilcox checks in. Ella Willard also in. Lily Brown will have a seat along with Maddie Fair. Inbounded by Patterson. to the corner. Goes to Klein. Klein, step back. Three-pointer's going to be good.
Hit that in rhythm. That's her shot.
Ask and you shall receive, Troy. Klein has eight, her first three-point basket this afternoon.
They needed that.
16-6 lead for West Holmes. Here's the press on. Pass near side to Cabeza. Into the front court. Grabbed by Hayes. Hayes, left wing, drive to the basket. Her shot left hand going to be good, and a foul on McMillan. Faith Hayes will have a chance now for a three-point play at the foul line.
Yeah, good strong move going to her left there. The lone senior on the ball team showing her leadership.
Second team foul West Holmes, second personal on McMillan. And now Hayes has her first field goal. Now 3 points for her in the second quarter.
Keeping them in the ballgame.
And that free throw is going to be in and out. And back in, got the roll.
Two or three from the line.
16-9 West Holmes. They'll have it. 4:50 to play in the half. Patterson pass goes out top to Klein. Her cross-court pass back to Patterson. Patterson to the baseline cutoff. Kicks it right wing back to Willard. Willard lobs it out top back to Breyer Klein. Line top of the key. Takes the left wing. Pass inside. Going to be deflected on the floor and stolen by Winland. And that'll be the fifth West Holmes turnover. Of course, Proper on the bench now with three personal fouls for West Holmes in this first half. As it looked like Hayes lost as she fell down, went out of bounds. That'll be a turnover, and the 17th on the Muskies.
Yeah, it was a great defensive play by John Glenn that last possession. West Holmes had a back door cut wide open. Faiza got her hand in there and knocked it away.
West Holmes ball, 4:20 to play in the half. Here's Patterson, right wing. And looking out top of the pass to Willard. On the left wing, Breyer Klein. Klein, three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good. Looked good, but it missed. Rebound grabbed by Hayes. Now Winland has it for the Muskies. Double team. Gets over to Hayes in the backcourt. She'll cross the timeline. Backs it up to reset the offense. Gets the handoff. No, deflected and stole away instead by McMillan. McMillan on the fast break. Her scoop shot is good.
Yeah, great job controlling her body.
McMillan has six, 18-9 lead for West Holmes. Here's Cabeza across midcourt, double team right away, and tied up by Breyer Klein, but the arrow does point to John Glenn.
I'm sure they're going to give her a foul. Mm. They are, indeed.
Not sure about that.
Mm, me either.
13 foul, West Holmes. Klein gets her first personal foul. What looked to be a tie-up. It'll be a Winland to inbound it here at side court. Winland, baseball pass to the corner. Three-pointer up in the air, going to be way off the mark by Kendall Mitchell. Rebound to the floor, chased down by Gabby Fowler. Here's Klein with it for West Holmes. Klein, top of the key, drive to the bucket. Her layup off the glass, going to be no good. Rebound by Klein. Her pass out top to Fowler behind her, couldn't handle the pass, goes out of bounds. And that'll be the sixth West Holmes turnover.
Good penetration by Breyer, getting herself to the block.
3:22 to play in the half. John Glenn basketball, they trail it 18-9. Inbatted to Hayes. Hayes to the right wing. Nice look inside goes to Cabeza. Her layup no good, though. Rebound to Breyer Klein. Klein across the timeline for the Lady Knights. Lobs it right corner. Juggling a grab by Fowler. Back to Klein on the right wing. Klein to the foul circle. Now back to Mari Patterson. Patterson top of the key. Now to Willard. Left corner back to Breyer Klein. Out top Willard. Right wing, Mari Patterson. Her three-pointers up, and they are going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be grabbed by Brindley Cabeza. John Lynn ball in the backcourt. Now to Winland. Outlets it over to Hayes. 2:45 to play in the half. Hayes to the front court for John Lynn on the left wing. Crossover to the baseline. Nice move. Her layup going to be blocked, but a foul is called on Mari Patterson. That'll send Faith Hayes back to the charity stripe.
Yeah, Faith Hayes did a great job of that hesitation out on the wing. Got her free to run to the basket.
First personal on Patterson, 14 foul West Holmes, and Hayes with 4 points in the second quarter alone. And the free throw is up. It's going to be good. Got the bounce there. Are you thinking of remodeling or building a new home? Visit Barrett Carpet 1 in Sugar Creek. They have a large selection of carpet, laminate, tile, vinyl, and hardwood flooring. Financing is available. Call Barrett Carpet 1 today, 330-852-3890. Second free throw, that is up in the air. That's going to be good. Buries them both, those Faith Hayes, 18-11 Lady Knights.
4 or 5 from the line now for Hayes.
2.5 to play, second quarter. West Holmes ball, pass right wing, grabbed by Fowler. Into the corner now to Wilcox. Back to Fowler on the right wing. Fowler back to Patterson for a three-pointer, way off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Klein, put back, going to be no good, but she was fouled. Great shot by Klein, a
shake, get that, basketball, get that putback.
Yeah, she got 6 rebounds, 4 of them on the offensive end, so she's earning her way to the free throw line here.
Second team foul on John Glenn in the quarter, and a slap that foul on Kendall Mitchell, her first. Line free throw going to be good, and now she's up to 9 points in the first half.
Yeah, she's been to the line 6 times with this one coming up here. That's how aggressive she's playing attacking the basket today.
They've needed it with Proper on the bench. And second free throw by Klein is going to be nothing but net as well. Now up to 10 points. 20-11 West Holmes. Presses on. And stolen away by Wilcox. Her shot blocked by Winland. They will call her for the foul, though. 13 foul on John Glenn. Winland will have her second personal.
And again, Rory's just played a lot of good basketball here, both ends of the floor there. But she got in the passing lane there, took that turnover. Good hustle play.
And at the foul line, indeed, will be the 5'7 junior Rory Wilcox. Averaging 1.5 a game. That free throw is good. Her first point today. As Lily Brown is in and Maddie Thayer in, replacing Mari Patterson and Ella Willard. Second free throw by the left-hander, Rory Wilcox. That's going to be good. Buries them both. And now 22-11 lead for West Holmes. And again, they can set that press again.
Well, they can. They're doing a great job at the line here this afternoon.
Wilcox out after the free throws. McMillan back in. Maddie Wiley inbounds it to Kaveza. Back to Wiley. Pass near side over to Janosik. Now to the front court. Grabbed by Faith Hayes. Hayes dribbles it right wing. Now to the foul line. Pass back to the corner now. Gets over to Mitchell. On the right wing, Kaveza. Dribbles it. Double team. And grabbed to the corner now by Mitchell. Gets the handoff now high on the right over to Maddie Wiley. She'll reset the offense. Now to Mitchell high on the left. Dribbles it to the foul line. Into the quarter, knocked out of bounds by the denied defense of Lily Brown.
Yeah, Lily Brown did a great job getting her offhand into the passing lane. That's textbook.
And a windbound going to be Kendall Mitchell in that far side corner. Gets it in the hands now of Chloe Janosik on the right block. Inside to Kaveza. Her shot going to be good. Banks it in, just Brindley Kaveza.
She backed Lily Brown down, had her on her hip. That was a good move.
She has 4, 22-13. West Holmes, though, had the ball. Here's Klein with it. 1.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. On the left wing, back over to McMillan. Out top to Maddie Fair. Right corner, back to Klein. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grab by Kaveza. Muskies basketball. Kaveza dribbles it, and they hand off to Faith Hayes. She'll cross the timeline. Hayes takes it high on the right. Close to Carey, and then gets the handoff over to Mitchell. Back in the left wing, grab over to Janosik. She'll find Wiley. Wiley to the foul line, to the lane, stumbles, and throws it away. Stolen by McMillan. West Holmes on the fast break. McMillan's pass goes to Klein, but too strong. Out of bounds, and they'll get the ball right back. Their 7th turnover.
Yeah, had her coming down the left lane wide open, just threw it too close to her feet.
And in going to be Ava Winland checking back in along with Anna Wolf. And it'll be John Glenn to win that on that back baseline against that West Holmes full court press. Winland inbounds it. 56 seconds to play in the first half. To Faith Hayes, back to Winland. Dribbles it herself across the timeline on the left wing. Her pass inside going to be grabbed to the far corner by Wiley. Wiley drives the lane. Bumped. Missed the shot, missed everything, goes out of bounds, and it'll be off of West Holmes, they're going to say. Tried to draw that foul, didn't get it, but John Glenn is fortunate to get this ball back.
Yeah, Wiley did a great job getting herself to the hole.
Hayes to inbound. Does so to Kaveza. Back out top, into the hands of Maddie Wiley. On the right wing, here's Faith Hayes. Hayes drives to lane, her layup is going to be good.
Yeah, great floor spacing there by John Glenn.
22-15 West Holmes. They'll have it. 24 seconds to play in the half. Klein to the front court. Dribbles it left wing. Crosser pass right side. Lily Brown. Brown, three-pointer. Up in the air. Going to be nothing
Bingo.
But net.
Boy, that looked good.
Yes, it did. Brown has 5 points. Her first three-pointer. Presses on. 5 seconds to play. Winland dribbles it. 3 seconds to go. And going to be a foul, I believe, at half court. Didn't get the shot off. It'll be, though, the 15th out West Souls. There's going to be a double bonus situation.
Oh, my. Interesting call there.
Yeah, no doubt. 7/10 of a second to go.
Are they going to call that in the act of shooting?
Wow. So. There's no way. She did not shoot that basketball.
No, the baseline official, other end of the floor, made that call.
She went up and she kind of hesitated and went back down with it. And then then she apparently got fouled. But it was definitely not in the act of shooting.
No. I agree.
That free throw going to be no good. She's going to get free free throws either way. Now two more. That is up. That's going to be no good. Missed the first two.
Well, West Holmes is getting to pad their rebounding stats out of this, if nothing else.
That's right. Third free throw. That's going to be missed as well. Rebound goes to McMillan, and that will do it for the half. Halftime score from the dungeon. It's West Holmes 25 and John Glenn 15. Back around the recap, the first half for you on WKLM.
If you are a small business owner in Holmes County and want to offer yourself and your employees a retirement plan, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience in helping investors in Holmes County and can help you select the right kind of small business retirement plan to save on taxes and offer an attractive benefit to your employees. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Tis the season of joy and giving here at the Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group provider. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the outpouring of love and compassion in our local community. We want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas from your working teams at the Troy Miller Agency, located in Shreve and Berlin.
Troy Miller Agency Insurance.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
It is halftime in girls basketball from the dungeon. West Holmes owns a 10-point lead at 25-15. West Holmes scored the first 13 points in the basketball game. They led 13-1 after one, but then John Glenn came back to outscore West Holmes 14-12 in the more competitive second quarter. West Holmes has a 25-15 lead at the half. Leading the way for West Holmes, Briar Klein, the lone player in double figures for either side, already in double figures for the sixth time on the season. For Klein, she was 1 of 6 on three-point tries, 1 of 5 from two-point range, but 5 for 6 from the foul line. Briar Klein had 10 first half points. Also, Kara McMillan in the first half, 0 for 2 on three-point shots, so she was four for four from two-point range for her total of 6 points, and also 5 points scored by Lily Brown, 2 points for Rory Wilcox, 2 points also by Maddie Fair, rounding out the West Holmes total of 25. John Glenn leading the way for them was Faith Hayes. Hayes with the main source of offense for them in the first half, and she would go
two for two from two-point range, four for five for the foul line. Hayes had 8 points. 4 points scored by Brindley Caveza, and 2 points for Anna Wolf, one for Maddie Wiley, rounding out the John Glenn total of 15. Halftime the score, West Thomas 25, John Glenn 15. Now for the first half team numbers. Here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. For West Holmes in that first half, they would go 2 of 15 behind the arc, good for just 13%. John Glenn was 0 of 1. From two-point range, West Holmes 7 of 13 for 54%. John Glenn 5 of 11 for 45%. Free throw line, the Muskies were 5 of 10 for 50%. West Holmes went 6 of 10 for 60%. Slight rebounding advantage goes to John Glenn. They grabbed 18 to 17. For West Holmes. Turnover margin was a big story as John Glenn committed 20 turnovers in that first half. West Holmes just 7.
Individual rebounding leaders for West Holmes. It was Brian Klein who had 6 boards, 4 at the offensive end. And for John Glenn, 6 rebounds for Brindley Caveza and 5 for Eva Windlin. West Holmes a 25-15 lead at the half, and really it was the tail of two quarters here. West Holmes had that big lead after quarter number one.
West Holmes come out there in that press and really caught John Glenn off guard, I think. So they West Holmes had them committing 15 turnovers there in that first quarter alone, 14 turnovers. So that was a big story there. But the second quarter, John Glenn did a good job settling in their half-court offense. They settled into a nice motion offense, used better floor spacing, and just kind of let their athletes drive to the basket. You said they outscored West Holmes 14-12 in that quarter.
West Holmes, obviously, you want to get back to that with he had that start from the first quarter, trying to get off to a good start here in the second half.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, Matt. Where West Holmes has not capitalized has been in transition. They're getting the turnovers. They're not converting those into baskets right now. So great job with their press, and I think we're going to see more of that the second half. They're going to leave that on. If West Holmes can score off the press, you're going to see a different outcome here in the third quarter.
Halftime scores, West Holmes 25, John Glenn 15. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Give the gift this holiday season that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones from extended power failures by installing Generac's automatic home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free in-home assessment to identify the right Generac generator for your backup power needs. Power you control with peace of mind to combat possible winter storms from Millersburg Electric and Generac. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
Whether you're exploring faith for the first time or looking for a place to call home, Northside Church invites you to be a part of their growing community. Join them for services Sundays at 9 and 10:30 a.m., where you'll find inspiring messages and a welcoming atmosphere for all ages. And for 6th to 12th graders, Northside Student Ministry meets Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. during the school year. Visit them at 1207 Worcester Road, just north of Joel Pomeranian Hospital in Millersburg. They can't wait to meet you at Northside Church.
It's the kids from Deanna and Rocks here to remind you about all they offer.
They have mulch, gravel, rhinestones,
wood chips, black shale, and black granite,
natural and manufactured pavers and wall stones,
culvert and PVC pipes and fitting, and shale, which is great base material.
They keep their inventory stocked year-round and offer delivery on all products.
Stop in to see them or give them a call at 330-473-6020.
DM Rocks!
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
All ready for the second half of play. It'll be West Holmes with this 10-point advantage. A reminder, this game being video live-streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxton Communications. Bryce Haynes is producing today's live-stream coverage, and also Andrew Dunlap working the camera. And also, it's Phoenix Price back at the studio on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. McCroy alongside Troy Fritz for this afternoon's contest. And reminder, we'll have boys basketball tonight. Lionville is at West Holmes. That'll also be on FN 95.3, Stream 1, and YouTube. Airtime right around 7 o'clock. Tip-off around 7:30. And again, West Holmes certainly like to pick up a win here in non-conference play tonight.
Well, they would indeed. We're back in the swing here following the holidays, a full day of basketball. West Holmes playing some good basketball right now. That should be a good game here in the dungeon later tonight.
John Glenn will have it to begin the second half of play. Ava Winland at side court to inbound it. There is the whistle. Here Bass going to be into the hands of Brindley Cavezza. Back over to Winland. Going from left to right in the second half is John Glenn. Faith Hayes has it out top. Lobs it left wing. Back over to Cavezza. Looking. Gets a dribble now left side. And there's a five-second violation. The turnover is going to be the 21st on John Glenn.
Yeah, West Holmes keeping that pressure on, which has been very, very effective today.
So West Holmes have their first time in this third quarter. Inbounded by Klein, goes to Proper. Proper missed a lot of that second quarter due to foul trouble. Back in there now in the second half. Here's the pass over to Maddie Fair. Back out top to Briar Klein. Gets the hand off McMillan. Left side back to Proper. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound to the four. He is corralled by Anna Wolf. John Glenn basketball. Here's Wiley to the front court. She'll find Winland. On the right wing goes to Faith Hayes. Dribbles it to the baseline. Cut off. Her shot left side going to be no good. Rebound grabbed inside now by Proper. Proper's pass goes front court now to Briar Klein on the right wing. Out top to Proper. 25-15, West Holmes just into the third quarter. Proper on the left wing. Shovels a pass to Klein out top. Back to Proper, left side. Drive, lane, back to the corner now. McMillan, her three-pointer going to be good.
Yeah, great drive and dish by Proper to set that up.
Carabellan now has 9 points, her first three-pointer. 28-15, West Holmes presses on, ball thrown away. That'll be John Glenn turnover, now up to 22.
This is where West Holmes really wants to come out here with a basket. Capitalize on this turnover.
Proper now to inbound it from that same spot beneath their own backboard. Her pass to Klein in the corner. Down to McMillan, high on the right side. Back in the corner, back to Proper. Proper to the foul line. Cross-court pass now back to Roy Wilcox. Wilcox to the baseline. Her runner-up in there going to be no good, but she drew a foul, and that'll send Wilcox to the foul line.
Yeah, nice Euro step to get by the defender there, drew the foul. Rory has played really aggressive here today. Good to see her going to the free throw line.
Very good to see that. First team foul on John Glenn in the quarter. Call that on Cavezza. Her first personal foul. Free throw going to be good by Wilcox. Up to 3 points. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Second free throw by Wilcox. That is going to be good as well. West continues to shoot the free throws very well today.
Yeah, she's 4-4 from the line.
30-15, West Holmes presses on. Pass goes far side. Now to Wiley. She'll cross the timeline over to Anna Wolf. Wolf to the baseline. Her layup is going to be good.
Good drive.
Wolf has four. 30-17, Lady Knights. Here's Proper with it for West Holmes to the front court to Klein.
Into the corner, back to McMillan. Her three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound to the four. Picked up by Maddie Thayer. Her shot blocked by Cabeza, and she got the rebound. John Wynn ball back to Hayes. She's double-teamed. Her cross-court pass is received by Wolf. Wolf will cross the timeline for the Muskies on the left wing. Out top to Cabeza. Dribbles it, gets the handoff. Now to Faith Hayes. 30-17, West Holmes. John Glenn has it. Hayes, left wing. Her cross-court pass, right side back to Winland. Winland to the baseline. Her layup blocked by McMillan. Late whistle, and now a foul's going to be called.
See who they got that on.
First team foul, West Holmes. Are they going to call that on McMillan?
Maybe.
It will be on her.
It is.
Third personal foul. Free throw. My Winland's up. That's going to be off the mark. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at South Cycle Lube on State Route 83, South Millersburg. That's South Cycle Lube. Second free throw is good by Winland. Has her first point, 30-18, Lady Knights. Here's Proper across the timeline. Pass right side to Maddie Fair. Around the foul line, Briar Klein. In the corner, back to Fair. Fair, drive, lane. Nice pass inside, goes to Wilcox. Her layup is good.
Yeah, good look inside. Roy Wilcox made herself available.
Wilcox now all of a sudden up to 6 points. 32-18, West Holmes. Into the front court, goes to the hole. Wolf on the left wing. Out top, Cabeza. She'll find Winland. Winland to the foul line. Backs it up, head fake. Pass right to the foul line, Wiley. Right wing back to Cabeza. Dribbles at top of the key. Back to Wolf. Wolf, drive, lane, layup, no good. Rebound, Briar Klein. Lady Knights basketball up 32-18. Klein to the front court, she'll find Proper. Inside now in the hands of Wilcox. Out top, three-pointer by Briar Klein is going to be knocked down.
And again, she caught that rhythm and knocked it down. When she shoots a ball like that, she's deadly.
13 points for her. Timeout called. 4:39 to play third quarter. West Holmes 35, John Glenn 18. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
All West Holmes in the third quarter. And it'll be John Glenn with the basketball out of the timeout. You've seen West Holmes trying to pick up that rim of the game, Troy, here on the offensive end.
Yeah, they're scoring off their defense like we talked about here. So West Holmes in a good rhythm right now.
Inbound against that press goes over to Cabeza. Double team and stolen away by Maddie Fair. Now to Briar Klein out top. Left wing Proper into the corner to Kara McMillan. Back out top to Maddie Fair. Fair to the foul line, to the lane. Nice dump pass. Layup is going to be in now for Royer Wilcox.
With the defense really well, did McMillan. Got the assist.
Wilcox, her second field goal, and a 37-18 lead for West Holmes. John Lynn beats the press this time around. And the pass goes from the far side over to Faith Hayes. Hayes out top. Down to Mitchell, high on the right. Mitchell to the top of the key. Gets the handoff back to Cabeza. Cabeza gets the handoff back to Hayes. Hayes to the foul line. And a little Euro step. Her layup going to be no good, but she'll draw the foul. That'll send Faith Hayes to the foul line.
Yeah, Hayes did a great job there getting around that defense, finding a little seam there.
Second team foul on West Holmes. And that last foul going to be on Maddie Fair, her first personal foul.
This will be Hayes' seventh attempt here today.
That free throw going to be no good that time. She has 8 points in all. Lily Brown back in. Ella Willard checking in as well. Rory Wilcox will have a seat, as does Maddie Fair.
Well-deserved rest for Wilcox.
Wilcox, 8 points for her, and that is a new season high. That free throw going to be no good by Hayes. Missed them both. Rebound pulled down by Briar Klein.
Big Dave, her eighth rebound.
Long pass goes to Willard. Willard to the basket. Her layup no good. Rebound grabbed by Cabeza. John Glenn ball. They trail at 37-18, 3:45 to play, third quarter. Hayes to the front court. Down to the foul line. Drive to the lane. Hayes, runner off the last. That's good.
Yeah, good step through move.
She has 10, 37-20, West Holmes. Here's Proper across the timeline. Now to Briar Klein. Back to Proper. West Holmes will reset the offense. Proper right wing. Gets the hand up. On the dribble out top now by Ella Willard. Willard, tight defense by Whitland, and she'll steal it away. Whitland on the transition. She'll back it up on the left side. Now to the foul line. To Lane, left block. Nowhere to go. Pass outside. And he's pulled away. Stole away now by Proper. Proper on the fast break to the bucket. Her layup going to be no good, but she was fouled after the steal. That'll be the foul on Anna Wolf. That'll be her second team foul on John Glenn.
Good job by Proper. She saw where that pass was going, got in the passing lane. Got fouled on the missed layup.
24th turnover today on the Muskies. Proper looking for her first point today. That free throw going to be good. Not bad if your West Holmes are up by 18. That's the first point for Proper.
Exactly. They haven't needed her to score today. But we talked about her getting in foul trouble there a little bit ago. She missed a lot of that second quarter. Need her to kind of watch the fouls out there as this season goes along.
That free throw good. Buries them both. 39-20 lead for West Holmes. Presses on. Embedded and grabbed now by Mitchell. Into the front court. The dribble by Wolf. Wolf drive to the foul line. To Lane. Her shot blocked by Brown, goes out of bounds. It'll be John Glenn basketball.
Well, that's what Lily does. She comes in and gives you those hustle plays. Blocks a shot, gets a steal, gets a rebound. Love what Lily does for this team.
19-point lead for the Lady Knights. 2:56 to play in the third. Hayes to Windman. Her pass goes out top. Received by Wolf, the freshman guard. Hands it off now to Winland. Winland, three-pointer up, but they are going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Briar Klein. Another rebound for her. She'll take it herself across the timeline. Flying to the foul line, to Lane. Her layup blocked inside by Winland, and she got the rebound. Now it's a pass to Hayes. Muskies basketball. Hayes dribbles it herself across the timeline. Hands it off to Ava Winland. Winland to the right wing. Pass corner, knocked away, stolen by Selena Proper. She'll be fouled by Ava Winland. The third team foul on John Glenn. Winland has her third personal foul.
Yeah, great defense by Proper. Again, West Holmes continues to defend away from the ball, getting in the passing lanes. Just great job by the Knights today.
Solid effort so far for West Holmes, up 39-20. Inbounded by Klein to Mari Patterson. Patterson double team. She'll split it across the timeline. Now to Briar Klein. Back to Patterson to the left wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Backs it up now. To reset things, takes it to the right wing. And pass inside, going to call for a double dribble, it looked like, before she got that pass to Brown in the post. West Holmes has their ninth turnover.
Too bad. Lily Brown had a good post position down on the left block, but good defense out there by John Glenn.
2:06 to play, third quarter. Wiley to win at it for the Muskies to Faith Hayes. She'll call out the play. She'll cross the timeline. Takes it left wing. Hayes looking out top to Wiley. Wiley to the foul line, to the baseline. Kicks it to the corner, goes out of bounds, and that will be a turnover. Number 25 of the Muskies now in for West Holmes. Going to be Gabby Fowler. Also checking in for the Lady Knights is Cassidy Holosek, 5'3 senior, in as well. Proper as well as Klein will have a seat.
And Briar Klein's played a really aggressive defense. They only picking up two fouls. She played with good discipline.
That's been impressive. Here's the handoff over to Holosek. Into the corner, Fowler. Her pass to the right block, kicked away by Cavezza. So West Holmes will keep it with 1:40 to play in the third. Mari Patterson to inbound. Lily Brown and Ella Willard out there as well for West Holmes. Her pass. And nobody there. 5-second violation. Can't get rid of it in the 11th West Holmes turnover.
So John Glenn doing a good job with the denial there on the inbounds.
Freshman Kendall Mitchell to inbound it. To Faith Hayes. Half-court defense this time by West Holmes. Minute and a half to play in the third. Hayes to the front court. Dribbles the top of the key. Hayes still with the basketball. Her pass goes to Cavezza. Back to Hayes on the left wing. Back to Cavezza. Will pick and roll. Bumped and fouled. She grabbed it. Now three West Holmes players inside the paint. The third West Holmes team foul.
Yeah, Cavezza did a good job on the give and go there, moving without the basketball.
Holosek going to get her first personal foul.
It's a sophomore, Cavezza. She's had a nice ball game here for John Glenn.
a good size, has the 4 points.
8 rebounds.
Hayes to Windbam. Nobody open. And finally gets the pass off to Kvesa. Her shot no good, but she drew a foul. And that foul going to be slapped inside on Mari Patterson. That'll be for her, her second personal, 14th foul, West Holmes. And here's Kvesa at the foul line.
Yeah, Brinley Kvesa, she's got some good height out there. Lanky, athletic ball player. She moves well with and without the basketball.
Sophomore forward will line it up. And that's going to be in and out, no good. 1:19 to play in the third quarter. And the second free throw by Kvesa. That is going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound. Going to be chased down by Fowler. Double team gets a pass off to Hulosek. Now to Mari Patterson. She'll race it across the timeline for West Holmes. Up 39-20. 1:10 to play in the third. A pass inside. Going to be grabbed. Shot in the air. Going to be by Fowler. No good. Rebound by Hulosek. Kicks it back out top to Willard. Now the dribble by Fowler. Bounce pass inside. Goes to Lily Brown. Her shot is good.
There you go, Lily.
Brown up to 7 points, 41-20 lead for the Lady Knights.
Hustle play.
50 seconds to play, third quarter. Hayes to the front court against Mari Patterson. Dribbles it high in the left. Pass far side now to Kvesa. And gets called for traveling that time. It'll be turnover number 25 on John Glenn.
Mind said go, the feet said no. That didn't look good.
40 seconds to go in the third. Here's Mari Patterson. Dribbles it out top. Pass now left wing to Ella Willard. Back out top to Hulosek. On the right corner now to Gabby Fowler. Enters inside to Brown. And she'll throw it away. The steal by Hayes. Bounce pass to Anna Wolf. Wolf to the basket. Her layup is going to be good and a foul on Gabby Fowler. They'll send Hayes, or I should say Anna Wolf, to the foul line with a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, Wolf did a great job just driving that all the way to the basket. She had the defender backpedaling. Good recognition.
15th foul, West Holmes. First personal. Second personal, rather, on, I think it will be on Fowler, her first personal foul.
Yeah.
And at the foul line, going to be Anna Wolf. And that is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Gabby Fowler.
It's her fourth rebound. Doing a good job for the Knights off the bench.
15 seconds. Pass right side now over to Willard. Out top to Mari Patterson. 9 seconds. Poke loose, grabbed now by Fowler again. Back out top to Hulosek. Now Lily Brown. Brown for a three-pointer, going to be no good. Rebound put by Patterson, going to be no good, but that'll close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, West Holmes 41, John Glenn 22. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
West Holmes outscored John Glenn 16-7 in that third quarter. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz, where West Holmes was 2-for-6 from beyond the arc. John Glenn 0-for-1. West Holmes 3-for-8 from two-point range. John Glenn was 3-of-5. West Holmes 4-for-4 from the foul line. John Glenn 1-for-7. And also West Holmes out rebounded John Glenn 11-4 in the third quarter. Six turnovers for West Holmes, 5 for the Lady Muskies in that third quarter. West Holmes ball, here's McMillan drive. Runner off the rim, no good by McMillan. Rebound put back is going to be no good by Maddie Thayer. Rebound finally honed in by Faith Hayes. John Glenn basketball after a couple layups that were missed by West Holmes. Here's Hayes to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by McMillan, by Rory Wilcox, excuse me. And now Proper has it into the front court. She'll dribble it out top. Just into the fourth, West Holmes up by 19. Cross court pass down to Breyer Klein with it high on the right. Back over to McMillan. Drive to the lane. Her shot left hand no good, but she drew the foul. Well, blocking foul called inside on Cadeza.
Now, I like the way Kara's moving today. Saw a little seam on the left-hand side. Used a Euro step to split the defenders.
Second personal on Cadeza. First team foul on John Glenn in the quarter. And here's Kara McMillan. She has 9 points. Free throw no good. TMK Farm Service offers a large variety of quality feed for your farm animals, household pets, and exotic animals, including being a dealer for Kalmbach and Perino Mills. That second free throw also no good. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be John Glenn basketball. Organic feeds, animal supplies, water softener pellets, ice melts, and so much more. TMK Farm Service, locations in Sugar Creek, Berlin, New Bedford, and Holmesville. Muskies have it. Here's Faith Hayes to the front court. On the left wing, gets the handoff back to Maddie Wiley. Dribbles it. It gets fair. Out top of the pass to Hayes. Hayes, right wing. Pass inside, grabbed by Cadeza. Her shot. I guess the double team going to be good. Got the bounce.
Yeah, good move.
Brindley Cadeza has 6-41-24 lead for West Holmes. Here's Proper across the timeline. Now to Breyer Klein. Out top, Proper. Roper back to Klein. Three-pointer by Klein up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. He is grabbed by Anna Wolf. Wolf to the front court. In transition. Lobs inside. Going to be knocked away by Wilcox, but grabbed to the corner. Back over to Cadeza. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound. Going to be grabbed by, I believe this time, by Rory Wilcox. As she, no, it was McMillan who got the rebound, and she was fouled. And that'll be the second team foul on John Glenn in the fourth.
Well, Kara and Rory both, they kind of look alike down there. Yeah. They've been moving the same day, playing very fast and very strong.
First personal on Wiley. Here's Proper across the timeline. Pass left wing over to Maddie Fair, and she lost it, picks it back up in the corner. Back to Proper. Proper to the foul line. Out top now. Three-pointer by McMillan. Going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Ava Winlan. Here's Faith Hayes into the front court to Wiley on the left wing. Wiley falls down, and there'll be a foul this time. Loose ball foul on Breyer Klein. First team foul, West Holmes. Klein has her second.
Yeah, you don't mind that foul out there. She's playing really, really aggressive. She just one rebound away from a double-double. She's had a great day.
Yeah, 13 points for Klein today. 41-24, Lady Knights. Looking for their first point of the fourth quarter. That pass to Wiley. Now with the high on the right, 5:45 to play in the fourth. Wiley against McMillan out top. Picks it up. Spins around. Pass down behind her to Ava Winlan. She'll take it to the left wing. Pass inside goes to Cadeza. Her shot going to be no good. Rebound. Fought for. Put back by Cadeza. Is going to be good on the second effort. Cadeza has 8-4 in the quarter. 41-26 West Holmes. Here's Proper. Proper left wing. Drive to the lane. Kicks it left side to McMillan. Back out top now. Drive to the lane now by Fair. Kicks the left wing back to Proper. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed inside now by Rory Wilcox. Nice look inside to Proper. Her layup no good, though. Rebound going to be grabbed by Winlan. Muskies basketball. Here's Faith Hayes in the backcourt. Down 41-26. 5 minutes to play. Hayes to the front court. Dribbles it high on the left. Her pass into the hands now of Brindley Cadeza. Cadeza to the foul line, to the lane. Runner up there by Cadeza. That's no good. Rebound hauled in by Breyer Klein.
There it is.
Double-double now for Klein. Klein to the front court, to the foul line. Into the corner to Proper. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Hit that bar above the back before it went in, so it won't count. It'll be John Glenn basketball.
I like the fact she still shoots the ball. She's not had a great day from outside, but you've got to keep shooting. Shoot your way out of it.
Yeah, open looks, good looks. Just going to knock it in.
West Holmes has got a lot of good looks off their offensive set. They're just not hitting the outside shot, but they're getting it done other ways.
Get some subs in here for West Holmes. It's Ella Willard back in there, and Gabby Fowler and Mari Patterson checks in. Also, Cassidy Holosek and Billy Brown. 4.5 to go. And the dribble now pass goes front court. Received on the far end by Daisy Woodard. She stepped out of bounds, though. Turnover on Jung Lin, their 26th.
Made that one easy on the official. There was she standing right on the sideline when she received it.
And Madden Damari Patterson. Dribbles it right wing. And a Holosek. Back in the corner to Mari Patterson. Patterson to the foul line, to lane. Cross-court pass to Fowler. Back to Patterson in the corner. Patterson drives to the lane. Nice drive. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound going to be tied up. I do believe it will be. And the arrow does point to John Glenn.
Well, you said it. That was a great drive right there by Patterson. Get herself to the bucket.
4 minutes to go. 41-26 Lady Knights. Muskies with it. Here's Kendall Mitchell to the front court. Works against Patterson. Picks it up a bit too soon. Her pass into the hands, though, chased down by Lily Nicely. And gets called for double dribble. That will be the 27th turnover. And West Holmes had the ball right back.
Yeah, West Holmes has just done a great job here, buzzer to buzzer, keeping that defensive pressure on here all day.
Final 3:45 to play. Here's Patterson to the front court. Finds Fowler. Fowler top of the key. Gets the handoff to Holosek. On the left wing back to Ella Willard. Her three-pointer going to be good, but I believe wave it off because a whistle was blown before she took that shot.
Yeah, let's see what they're going to talk about this. I'm not sure where the whistle was. Must have been a loose ball underneath the basket somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so they're going to count that bucket for Willard.
So Willard will get that three then.
I think. Yep,
yeah,
they did.
With the 3 points on the board, they're going to call a foul on the floor away from the basketball. West Holmes get the ball back still. He embedded to Fowler. Out top to Willard. On the right side over to Mari Patterson. She'll find Holosek back to Willard. Into the corner, three-pointer by Fowler is going to be no good. Rebound will be grabbed by John Glenn. I believe it was tied up then, but John Glenn's going to have the basketball.
Indeed.
Daisy Woodard got the rebound. So John Glenn has it. 3:20 to play. Pass goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover and up to 28 of them for the Muskies this afternoon.
A lot of youth on the floor for John Glenn out there. In fact, they went deeper into that freshman roster.
And now Patterson to the front court. Finds Fowler. Fowler dribbles the top of the key down to the foul line. Patterson now top to Willard. Willard three-pointer again. Going to be in and out and no good this time. Somehow it spun out. Rebound going to be fought for. Loose ball foul going to be slapped on West Holmes.
Willard got a good look there. That was halfway down. Spit it back out.
You look good. 2:50 to play. Here's Mitchell to the front court. Into the corner. Goes to Libby Nicely. Out top on the pass now to Chloe Janosik. And she'll find Woodard. Woodard being bumped and fouled by Lily Brown. Team foul number four. Brown, I believe, has her first personal foul.
Indeed. Out there playing hard, still chasing the basketball.
Matt Coy alongside Troy Fritz for this afternoon's contest from the dungeon. Embedded out top. Going to be through the hands of Nicely. Now picked up on the dribble by Lily Nicely. And she'll be bumped and fouled on the back baseline. Team foul number five on West Holmes.
And they got Lily Brown. So she got her second quick foul.
Yeah, that'll be team foul five. So it will be double bonus at the foul line. Freshman Lily Nicely. That free throw is going to be no good. Yeah, a few more subs checking in for West Holmes. Chelsea Cooper, 5'3 sophomore, will check in the game here for the Lady Knights. And Emma McDaniel, 5'6 sophomore as well. Here's the free throw. Going to be good on the second attempt by Lily Nicely. Has her first point. 44-27 lead for West Holmes.
Get her name in the scoring column.
Pass goes left wing. Dribble by Fowler to the lane. Fowler shot up. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Woodard. Into the front court now to Larrick. Dribbles it left wing. 2:15 to play. Back to Woodard. Dribbles it left wing. Willard to the baseline. Her shot up. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by West Holmes. Getting that rebound was Brindley Malachin. She'll have it to the front court. Dribbles the left wing, latching to the lane. Her layup is going to be good with the left hand.
I'll tell you what, watch this young lady here. She's going to be a good one for the Knights.
She can play. 46-27 West Holmes. Here's the dribble to the right side, 1:45 to go. Pass around the foul line to Janosik, deflected to the four. It'll be tied up.
Hero points to West Holmes. That'll be another John Glenn turnover. Up to 29. West Holmes up by 19, 140 to play. Going for their fourth victory in their last five games. Malachin's pass goes cross-court to the corner. Shut up in the air, going to be no good by Cooper. Rebound put back by Malachin, going to be no good. Rebound by Malachin again. Hicks at left wing. 3-4 top of the key by Fowler is going to be no good. Rebound finally corralled by John Lim. On that rebound was Chloe Janosik with 1:15 to play. Woodard dribbles it, carries it. No call to the right wing.
You saw that, did you?
I think I did see that. And now a foul is called.
You said what I was thinking.
Yeah, it was pretty high dribble. Pretty high.
Yeah, these officials letting them girls play out there. They've done a good job with this ball game here today.
Yes.
Very aggressive ball game. It's been pretty clean.
Daisy Woodard, another freshman at the foul line. That free throw, no good. All West Holmes up 46-27. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service.
Been a strong second half by the Lady Knights.
That free throw good by Woodard. Has her first point. Embedded at midcourt and going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of John Glenn, so West Holmes will have it at side court.
Kind of ran right into that defense.
Fowler to Chelsea Cooper. Cooper left wing. Pass to the right block. Now back out top to Hulisek. Her three-pointer's up in the air. That's going to be no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Larrick. But she has it stolen away by Malachin. Malachin to the basket. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Larrick. And she'll be fouled by Cooper. So more free throws for John Glenn.
Tell you what, Brinley Malachin, when she comes into ball game, she hustles. I mean, she just does everything on the offensive and defensive end.
We like the skills, and we talked about that with her, but as you mentioned, you love the effort as well.
Effort is where it's at. I mean, you got to give me a kid that's going to go out there and play. Those skills are going to develop. And she's got them.
47 seconds to play. And here's the free throw by Lyric. Going to be no good. 46-28 West Holmes. Free throw by Lyric. Going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound. Going to be tied up. And Aridos stay with the Muskies here.
Another rebound. They found themselves at the free throw line a lot today, too. John Glenn's been aggressive attacking the basket in the face of this West Holmes defense.
Embedded to Larrick. Her shot going to be no good. Rebound. 5-4 finally grabbed by Fowler. Cooper, baseball pass goes front court. Chased back down by McDaniel for West Holmes. McDaniel to the baseline. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound by Larrick. Falls down, and another foul. It'll be a foul on Malachin. Yeah, it'll send the Lyric back to the foul line.
Yeah, Lyric's come in and got three rebounds here really quick here for Lady Muskies. Yeah, she needs a retread. Blew a shoe down there.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she'll hustle over there. 30 seconds to play. Reminder later on tonight, boys basketball. Lattonville is at West Holmes. We'll have that game for you on FM 95.3 Stream 1 and YouTube. Airtime right around 7 o'clock. Tip off approximately 7:30. Free throw good by Lyric, her first point this afternoon. And the second free throw, that's up. That's going to be good. 46-30, West Holmes. Here's Malachin to the front court. To the right wing, Malachin. Lobs it inside, going to be knocked away. Here's the steal. Final 20 seconds, stolen right back by Cooper. Her layup is going to be good. Chelsea Cooper gets on the scoreboard her first two. Here's Larrick on the other end, drive to the bucket. Her layup going to be good. Larrick has four. 48-32 into the front court to Cooper, ball thrown away. And that will do it. West Holmes gets the win on their home floor this afternoon by the final margin of 48-32. West Holmes improving now to 4-5. They won as they get that win today. And now John Glenn with the record of 1-7. They now lost four games in a row. Again, the final, West Holmes 48 and John Glenn 32. Back to wrap it up next on WKLM.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, Think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, they are committed to safe and reliable energy every day. Did you know that when their power blinks, most likely this means their equipment is working properly? If an animal, like a squirrel or a tree branch, makes contact with their electric infrastructure, their programmed equipment will allow a fault or a blink. The blink gives a moment for the item to fall away from their power lines and prevents major damage to their equipment and prolonged outage. So remember, the next time you have a blink, it's a good thing. Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, committed to their members in our community.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Give the gift this holiday season that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones from extended power failures by installing Generac automatic home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free in-home assessment to identify the right Generac generator for your backup power needs. Power you control with peace of mind. To combat possible winter storms from Millersburg Electric and Generac. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
It is the final of this afternoon in girls basketball. From the dungeon, West Holmes gets the win 48-32 over John Glenn. West Holmes scored the first 13 points of the basketball game. They led 13-1 after one. John Glenn did outscore West Holmes 14-12 in the second quarter. And West Holmes led 25-15 at halftime. But a big third quarter for West Holmes, outscoring John Glenn 16-7. And West Holmes opened up a 41-22 lead through three, and they'll get the win 48-32 over the Muskies. For West Holmes, they had one player in double figures. That was Briar Klein in double figures for his Klein now for the sixth time on the season. As for Briar Klein, she was 2-for-8 from beyond the arc, 1-for-6 from two-point range, 5-for-6 for the foul line. Briar Klein finished up with 13 points. Also just missing double figures was Kara McMillan. As for McMillan, matching her season high, and she would finish up going 1-for-4 on three-point tries, 3-for-5 from two-point range, and also 0-for-2 for the foul line. McMillan had 9 points. Rory Wilcox set a new season high for her this afternoon. She finished up going 2-for-3 from two-point range, 4-for-4 for the foul line for her total of 8 points. And again, that being a season high. 7 points for Lily Brown, as well as 2 points for Zelina Proper. 3 points, Ella Willard. 2 points for Brinley Malachin, and also 2 points for Chelsea Cooper, rounding out the West Holmes total of 48. For John Glenn, one player in double figures for them, that was Faith Hayes. And for Hayes, she would finish up going 3-for-5 from two-point range, 4-for-7 for the foul line. Hayes had 10 points. 10 points for Brinley Caveza. Should say 8 points, rather, for Caveza, and the 6 points for Anna Wolf. 4 points for Larrick, as well as one apiece for Lily Nicely and Daisy Woodard, rounding out the John Glenn total of 32. Final score, West Holmes 48 and John Glenn 32. Now with the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you, Matt. On the afternoon for West Holmes, it looks like this. They went 5 of 29 behind the arc for 17%. John Glenn was 0-3 behind the three-point line. From two-point range, it was John Glenn going 11 of 24 for 45%. West Holmes 11 of 32 for 34%. From the free throw line, West Holmes 11 of 16. That's good for 68% on the afternoon. John Glenn was 10 of 25, good for 40%. Slight rebounding advantage goes to West Holmes. They grabbed 49. John Glenn had 39. Turnover margin was the story of the game. John Glenn committed 31 turnovers at the hands of that night defense, while West Holmes committed just 14 on the afternoon.
Individual rebounding leaders for West Holmes, Briar Klein had 10 rebounds, 4 at the offensive end, so a double-double for Klein with a 13 points in 10 boards. Also, 5 rebounds for Gabby Fowler and 3 rebounds apiece for Rory Wilcox, Kara McMillan, Maddie Fair, and Brinley Malachin. For John Glenn, leading the way, 9 rebounds for Brinley Caveza. She had 2 at the offensive end, and 8 boards also for Ava Winland. West Holmes gets the win by the score of 48-32, and that pressure defense being the big key this afternoon.
Yeah, defense was the key of the game here for West Holmes, and I think that's what they wanted to establish, really, was get that defensive upper hand, and they did that right from the get-go. And they never let off. They kept that press on the whole game, and it paid dividends today.
And for West Holmes, really getting a lot of players in the court here. I thought that was also a good experience for this West Holmes group.
Yeah, and we talked about a little bit on and off there. Proper not scoring the ball exceptionally well right now, especially today, but you're getting effort from other kids on the floor. Talk about McMillan and Wilcox. They both had strong games down there. And as West Holmes finds more of that balance, that's going to make them harder to deal with as this year goes on.
And just in general, West Holmes now 4-5 on the season here. So West Holmes team playing some good basketball here, trying to keep that going here as the season wears on.
Well, and they're starting to find their rhythm here. And today was not an exceptionally good shooting day for West Holmes. So, you know, when they can win a game this convincingly, again, they relied on their defense. You know, when things start to click for this West Holmes team, top to bottom, they got something going here, Matt.
West Holmes gets the win now, 4-5 of the season, as for mentioned. They'll play their next game after the new year, be next Saturday, on January 3rd, a home game against Ashland, the top team in the OCC. For John Glenn, with the loss to drop to 1-7, they now lost four straight, and they'll play their next game on Monday. They'll play a Monday game at home against Zanesville. And for us, of course, we'll have boys basketball tonight. It'll be Lavendale at West Holmes, airtime around 7 o'clock, tip-off approximately 7:30 tonight, so don't miss that. And then coming up on Monday, boys basketball, the first federal holiday showcase. It'll be Thurgood Marshall at Highland. Tuesday, we'll have three games coming your way. It'll be girls basketball in the afternoon. Green is at Highland, and then boys basketball Tuesday night with Lutheran East at Highland in the first federal holiday showcase, and also Lexington at West Holmes on Tuesday as well. Check out our entire basketball broadcast schedule on our website, WKLMFM.com, and click on the on-air tab. We do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, allowing us to bring you this live stream coverage this afternoon. It'll be Bryce Haynes, of course, was today's producer, and Andrew Dunlap, the cameraman as well. And thanks to the Phoenix Price back at the studio. For Troy Fritz, I'm Matt Roy. Again, the final score today in girls basketball from the dungeon. It was West Holmes 48 and John Glenn 32. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.